Exclusive: Trump campaign rips Biden for Morehouse College address in same Atlanta neighborhood as Chick-fil-A visit. By Matthew Boyle on April 23, 2024. Former President Donald Trump's campaign is lighting up Democrat President Joe Biden for only accepting an invitation to give the commencement address at Atlanta's Morehouse College in May because it's in the same neighborhood Trump visited when he made an iconic stop at a Chick-fil-A recently. It's no coincidence that Joe Biden's handlers signed him up to speak at Morehouse College days after President Trump received a tremendous reception in Atlanta and was warmly greeted by many of Morehouse's very own students at Chick-fil-A. Trump campaign national spokeswoman Caroline Levitt told Breitbart News on Tuesday. Biden's team is panicking because Joe Biden no longer has a base, and African Americans are supporting President Trump by a historic margin. Biden's entire campaign consists of him shuffling around the country and flip-flopping on his policies to beg Americans who no longer support him to vote for him again. It's not going to work, because the damage Joe Biden has done to all Americans, regardless of background, is unforgettable. Morehouse College is a very important historically black college and university. HBCU, as it is where civil rights movement icon Martin Luther King Jr. got his bachelor's degree at age 19. It is also the college that Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, who is among the very few publicly celebrating Biden's planned speech there, attended. Most others are joining Team Trump and ripping Biden. Levitt's smackdown of Biden comes after the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported late on Monday that Biden finally accepted a nearly year-old invitation from Morehouse College to give this year's commencement address at the graduation ceremony on May 19. But that comes after Trump had already visited the area earlier this month, visiting a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta that employs many Morehouse students. An iconic moment during Trump's visit saw a black woman warmly embrace Trump, telling him that black voters are ditching Biden to turn to him. "I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you." Many in the Morehouse College community do not see Biden's trip as genuine at all. In addition, NBC News quoted a faculty member on background saying that people are concerned with Biden's planned visit and that there is already growing pushback at Morehouse for extending the invitation. A Morehouse faculty member told NBC News administrators are believed to be concerned that faculty members will join students in protest of Biden during the ceremony, NBC News reported. The pushback against leadership's decision comes amid increasing protests on college campuses over Biden's support for Israel and its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The protests since the war began in October have already forced Biden and other top administration officials to dramatically scale back appearances at college campuses. Hard leftist protests against Biden are also likely to erupt when he goes. There are already calls on the left to get Morehouse to rescind the invitation of Biden. Polling indicates that Trump's support levels in the black community may be on track for record highs. In the midterm election, black voters ranked inflation and the economy as their top issue. And inflation continues to rage out of control in Biden's America. While recent New York Times polling shows 80% of black voters have a negative view of the Biden-led economic conditions facing the country. A recent study by the Dallas Fed found Biden's inflation hurts black Americans even more than white Americans, by more than double digits worse. And CNN ran this brutal headline for Biden in the summer of 2022. As inflation soars, black Americans bear the brunt of rising grocery, gas and housing prices. Top black Democrats like Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, even admit that his constituents' Sabianomics is hurting the black community. Wages are on the decline more drastically among black Americans than other demographics with Biden in the White House, too, as the Wall Street Journal recently reported in a story headlined, "Biden is losing black voters. Here's why it matters." The subheadline of the story is even more brutal for Biden. Concerns about the economy are driving away minorities who've long supported Democrats. What's more, Biden's Orwellian-named Inflation Reduction Act, which does not actually reduce inflation, hired more than 87,000 new IRS agents to audit Americans, and a study the New York Times highlighted last year shows that black Americans are more likely than other demographics to face IRS audits. In 2019, ProPublica highlighted a study that shows the five counties in America with the highest IRS audit rates were predominantly black counties. As Biden's policies have severely harmed black Americans, Black voters are responding in kind by turning away from him and toward Trump. Earlier this year, Fox News polling showed Biden lost 25% of black voter support from 2021 to 2023, a fatal blow for him in a key constituency. More polling from late last year highlighted by the Associated Press shows Biden's approval rating among black voters plummeting down to a measly 50%. That AP article in question quotes a number of Democrats warning that Biden is losing these voters in a big way. Trump has for years, including in his 2016 campaign, during his presidency, and now during his campaign to remove Biden and retake the White House, aggressively courted black voters. While he was in office, he pushed more funding for historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, and created opportunity zones to increase economic incentives in, among other places, black communities nationwide. Whether Trump is able to capitalize on black voters' apparent disinterest in re-electing Biden and win their support, or enough of it to make a difference in key swing states, remains to be seen. But one thing is abundantly clear from Biden's decision to follow Trump to Atlanta with this Morehouse College address in a month. The Democrat president is so terrified he's losing serious enough ground to Trump in places like this that he is literally trying to copy Trump and racing to the same neighborhood Trump already visited to undo the damage Biden's economic and other failures have caused him.